Residents of the flood-ravaged neighborhoods in Waverly are now sorting through what's left of their belongings, salvaging what they can while waiting for insurance companies and FEMA to hear if they'll be able to rebuild or not. WPLN contributor Tasha Lemley recently visited residents of one street. She reports they're feeling the scope of the loss, but also lending each other a hand in the cleanup.
When Gary Bowman saw what was coming down Daniel Street, it was already too late to get out.
I was standing on this porch when the water started coming down. It didn't come a little at a time. It came in the wall starting about like that.
He holds his hand up, just under chest high.
And just kept getting bigger and bigger.
In his 70s, Bowman stood on a post on his porch, and he held onto the roof for over an hour. His boots filled with water, but he made it through. Now his house, like every other one on the street, is muddy and empty.
We are standing in mud. Everything is gone.
That's Gary's sister, Lisa. She's just one of several family members who have come to help in any way they can.
He lost everything. He's lost his truck. He's lost his home. And we're just here to support him.
Bowman's neighborhood is filled with gutted properties. Piles of soggy furniture, clothing, books, and photographs are in every yard. The whole area smells like ruin, and it looks like a mass eviction. Still, people are there to help sort, clean, and support, save anything they can. Others swing by to hand out food and Gatorade.
I've never experienced this before.
Just a couple houses down from Bowman lives Ted Rice. His house is on the corner with Maple Street. He's a florist and historian. He says he's more used to being the one doing the helping. And this role reversal, well, it's challenging for him.
I've always tried to help everybody else. Now it's me. I've never gone through this.
He was out delivering flowers when the flood came.
And I came back down here and the water was over the front yard. And the waves were just like you see at the ocean when the high tide comes in.
It's the third flood since he's lived there. The other times, he just had to clean ductwork under the house and replace his HVAC unit. This time, his house filled with water to the halfway point, and it rearranged the furniture.
Nothing broke. It just floated and just sat back down on the floor in a different place. Isn't that amazing?
Rice is president of the Humphreys County Museum, so he's professionally sentimental. Much of what he lost had some historical value. There are books signed by President Carter and other politicians, family heirlooms passed on to him because of his archival tendencies, and recipe cards handwritten by famed Tennessee chef Phila Ha.
Before Miss Phila died, she said, "Now you need to take this recipe down." And I said, "Well, you're going to have to put it in your handwriting." "Why?" I said, "But then later on, I know that you did it." All the recipes are gone. And that's the sad part.
The good news for Rice is what were lost, even if they can't be replaced, they were just things.
You know, at least I got the pleasure of having it at one time. Because, you know, really we're just stewards of this stuff. And it's stuff.
For WPLN News, I'm Tasha Lemley.